perspectives were completely different. I had errands that I was doing, and I still haven't gotten back to some of that, but that's fine. Paul?
I met Sandy Bennett yesterday after the funeral. And so this is a tribute to Anya, but not only to Anya, it's to Carrie and to Christy Miller. They've been visiting Sandy, I don't know how long, a year or two. And she just said this way. She said, they're the closest friends I ever had.
We went out with Carrie and Christy Tuesday afternoon yet to meet with Sandy, and that was a very emotional time with. She said something like this, I never questioned God before, but this was a very hard experience for her, and said something like that as well, that these are the best friends I've ever had. And I say that to the honor of you young people that took ministry seriously, befriended a lady in a nursing home in Hutchinson that you had no responsibility or obligation to, but you were the vehicles of helping to show God's love.
I can't remember for sure. I think I was probably 19 or 20 when I first went to Miller Seed to work for Laverne. I was struck then with the respect that he showed his children. I didn't do any calculating to try to figure out how old they were at that time, but they were, I would suppose, all preteen or at least young, not older than teen. And yet when they walked into the office, he had the same cheery smile for them as he did for his best paying customer. And maybe more, I don't know. You know, as a I figured I'd never forget that. No, well, I didn't really, but you know, it's kind of sobering, kind of humbling, a little disheartening to realize that in the humdrum of life, pressures of life, I haven't followed through on that ideal with my children like I thought I would and like I need to. They need to sense that same valuing from me. It will make a difference on who they are on the inside, but it will also impact their ability to reach out and minister to other people like Anya and Laverne's other children have. And I just take that as that's the take home for me as I watch Laverne's family.
Okay. Who else? Some of you young girls brave enough up here to share anything?
I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Who have I but thee? Who else? There's several in the back.
I'm not certain if I can put this in words like I'd like, but I think I've heard this comment that Anya's work is over with now. No, I do not believe it is. I believe her work is continuing in our lives.
This morning, as I after I walked in here, and I was about in the middle of the Learning Center, when I was struck with the thought that, you know, I haven't dreaded coming to church this morning. And I think the reason I didn't dread coming to church is because I knew in the presence of friends and my brothers who have come to mean so much to me. And so I'm grateful for the blessing of community and grateful for how the many of you have just worked and done your very best to help make the funeral a possibility. I know it was crowded. We asked a lot by asking to have the service here, and so it meant a lot for the ushers. It meant a lot for the food committee, for the many things that it takes to put this together, and we just, from the bottom of our heart, say thank you. I then also am so, as I was just looking around, I was just grateful for uncles and aunts near and far who have come, for two brothers that are here to support me, for those that have come to support our family. That just means an awful lot. And I just thought, well, maybe this morning I should also clarify something else. And that is that just to make life a little easier for you for the next coming weeks, if you see us and you are thinking, well, I don't know what to say or how to act, but just relax, because we don't either. And if we fall apart and become a basket case once the realities of grief set in, don't be surprised, because we don't consider ourselves strong. We're battered and bruised, and I guess the Lord kind of showed me this morning that I don't have to prove to everybody that I'm strong.
There's a strength in that last statement.
Ruth and I were here several weeks ago, just on a Monday and a Tuesday, and a good time with Laverne's briefly. But then we left the community, and there was such a strong pull to turn around and go back to that intersection, back to the cemetery, open that gate, walk to Dad's grave. That was 4 or 5 weeks ago. Somehow, after I was there, then we were ready to leave. Yesterday, it pulled hard that we had stood there, only this time a few feet to the left. He's now another one of the family. I called Laverne Tuesday afternoon when we got the news, but I didn't expect him to answer. But it did something for me that means the world to me. And later in the evening, David called me in proxy of my brother. And to have your pastor call me and just share a few words does speak of what you said earlier, a community working together and thinking about those who are at a distance, who are hurting at the same time. There are two other brothers really, really wanted to be here. But their call and the distance has made it impossible. But they're still carrying the same. Thank you what you've done for the family.
Over here on this side, Johnny, Paul Nisley.
Speaking yesterday, so I wasn't sure that I was going to do it today, but I'll make it brief. Cynthia also expressed my appreciation for the great support of the community this time. It's been again an encouragement to me that this is my home community. I still consider this coming back home. It is coming back home in many ways. And I thank you for the way that you've supported, and also for the way that you understand that maybe ministry will not be the same for Laverne and Rebecca for a while. It'll be a different ministry. When we lost our daughter 26 years ago, when I lost my first wife 8 years ago, I told the people I was serving as bishop at the time of the second one, and I said, I feel I'm truncated. I'm not the person that I was. I'm less than I was. Because I cannot minister in the same way that I did. And it took a long time of healing. We all like to be strong. I share a lot of things with Laverne, and we like to be servers. We like to help others. And sometimes it's hard for us to realize that I need to be served, I need to be helped.
Pass it this way, Paul, to the middle aisle now. He left you. Who else has something you'd like to share? Back there? Yes. By Floyd.
Yeah, I've almost trembled to open my voice here, but yeah, we're from Mexico, where Floyd and Dorcas are serving.
Yes.
So, first of all, we're blessed to know the Miller family and the Beachy family as well. So they have been a very big blessing to us. As a matter of fact, the Miller family with Anya were at our place for maybe 4 months ago or so. So they're a big, big blessing to us. And we want to pray for them. It's been a good experience for us to meet you all. Not, you know, it's not our choice that it has been this way, but yeah, we're glad that we can share the pain. And I also would like to take this moment to say thanks to this church, whoever supports Floyd and Dorcas, that they can do the service that they're doing. That's a very appreciated service that they're doing there, the teaching school. So we can see a very big results already. They've been there, what, 6 years maybe? 5, 6 years, I'm not sure exactly how long. But we can see big results, and the Lord has blessed our community very in a big amount through them, and thanks everybody who is supporting them that they can do the service. So it's a real, we take it as a sacrifice for them to leave the family back and spend time with us and, you know, just go visit the family maybe once or twice a year. So we're very, very happy that we can have them there, and may God bless you for supporting them. May God bless also the Miller family.
Well, we are blessed with the contingent that came from Mexico to be here supporting the Miller family. Consider yourself welcome. We appreciate it very much. Who else?
As it goes, you forget to express appreciation to all that you want. I expressed appreciation for my brothers, but I missed my sister who has a birthday today. So thanks, Lil, for coming, and Arthur as well.
Okay. Is that Lil? Okay. Who else? David, did you have your hand up? Were you trying to get attention for there? Okay. Conrad?
I don't know if you remember the verses Dad read last Sunday was about the elders around the throne and then a multitude that were praising God. And I was sure Anya didn't think that she would join that multitude, but it's been a comfort. I thought of that verse many times, that she is now there singing and praising and worshiping her Lord.
You know, I was blessed and by the ensemble that came together on short notice and the enthusiasm and seeming inspiration and whatever. It sounded like a polished choral group that had been working together for years. And I think there was two reasons at least for that. There was a tremendous heartfelt motivation to worship and to come to God. And with that focus, happened to be a bunch of fairly gifted people. God could really work to bless us with that ministry. I forget the second point. Go ahead, Shane.
I've been doing a lot of praying for redemption for this whole situation. And I was just struck yesterday when we were singing the song that Anya wrote, A Resurrection Crowns the Cross. And it just talks about a lot of different things that the resurrection has triumphed over. And I noticed, and John told us in a practice, that Anya had chosen to name the song Bennett in honor of her relationship with Miss Bennett.
Sandy
and I
Bennett,
just
yeah.
I just think, like Glenn said, it's a beautiful picture of relationship, of honoring relationship. And you know, and we continue to feel that.
Anya was in and out of our house many times there with Christy. She was a very pleasant girl to have around, kind of a fun girl to tease. I kind of went through this thing and, you know, sort of counting the girls, and it seemed like the number wasn't quite like it usually was, and we kind of go through this little spiel, oh, you know, there's someone else was there. But we loved her and enjoyed interacting with her that way, and we can experience as parents a part of that loss in working through it with our daughters.
I would just like to speak to the young girls. My heart has really been bleeding for you. Losing a friend at a young age is, I'm sure, is very, very hard. And I would just like to invite you girls to letting me know if we can pray for you in a special way. We care a lot.
From Isaiah 53, Jesus, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
Rachel back there.
From Psalm 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord of hosts.
I'm remembering the second point about the music. Though we were blessed and we were taken up in it, I don't think the music that Anya has, I mean, she still has a heads up on us, or one up on us on that one. Though this music sounded heavenly, I think there's probably something better yet.
Last night I got a bit of an unexpected text from someone. Even in just this whole thing of releasing and forgiving and realizing that sometimes we have forgiven, but then some of those feelings want to rise up, and it's just like it doesn't make sense. But this party was just saying sometimes forgiveness is a part of a process. Like, we do initially forgive, but there are times when we have to be honest with ourselves and say, look, I'm struggling again. I don't understand why this had to happen. And that party went and put a clip on an attachment so that I would listen to the song. And I don't know, it just blessed me that someone who I didn't expect to hear from realized that this could be a struggle from time to time, and that he cared enough to send me a message and said, you know, there might be times you struggle with this, but keep going back to walking in forgiveness, even if you don't understand, to continue extending grace. And continue extending grace to ourselves when we're in grief. I don't know how we do that, but I think sometimes we need to do that, because at times we don't even really understand ourselves and our responses. But to know that God extends grace to us, and that we need to extend grace to ourselves and to others as well.
Grief and forgiveness are both processes that aren't something we do once and it's taken care of. It's a walk. Laverne, in the meeting with Troy the other afternoon, said something like this: I forgive you, and I want to forgive you tomorrow, next week, next month. Acknowledging that it's not going to be easy and that it's not going to be something that's done once and for all. I want to take as much time as you want, but I don't want to. Kathy has something there, John.
Just this week has been it's been tough. I realized pretty quickly that I was the last one to see her alive, because she had stopped in just minutes before she was hit. And I've gone through a lot of what if. What if I would have delayed her, or not delayed her? I'm to the point where I'm realizing that it was God's timing. And at the same time, I have a wonderful memory of her from Monday evening, where her nephew was having a wonderful time spinning her around on the chair. He was in a goofy mood, and she was going along with it. It's something that I'll treasure.
I have said this in relation to this event. It was so completely preventable, and at this point, so completely unchangeable. And so we have to move forward. Second guessing, God could easily have had that car sputter at the end of your driveway. There's a lot of things that could have changed it. And incidentally, many of us have had those close calls that seconds would have made a difference, and we were on the whoosh side instead of the impact side, whatever. Laverne has another comment.
Well, pardon me for saying something again, but...
You're fine. You can talk.
I don't have my thoughts together. That's probably how it's going to be for quite a while, because we're still pretty jellied. And, I should have thanked the singers, too. And it just lifted our spirits so much. And as we were around the coffin, Thou Art Worthy, we couldn't leave the coffin until we were done with singing that song that ministered so deeply for us. But I think that probably the best thanks that I could give for the service as a whole would be to say what Rebecca said this morning. She said that if Anya had been here, she would really have enjoyed the funeral.
Could we sing 988 again for the transition song?
Let's just hold that a little bit. I thought maybe I would offer it to the family if someone would like to pick a transition song. Titus? We want to take as much time here as you want. They've given us latitude, but yeah.
And my condolences to the Miller family. The District 3 would have been the Nickerson District that would have responded to the accident, and they're not paid. So the first responders and ambulance drivers and whoever responds, it does affect them. So it'd be good to remember them in prayer too. So if you think of it, pray for the people that respond to the accident as well. So
I'm sure that would be very traumatic. Maybe I can give just a few concluding thoughts here. In these kinds of situations, we have some anchors that not everyone does. I've been to some pretty sad funerals. We have a God who is still on the throne. We have a living hope. I could feel some of the pain that we all felt here, but we have a living hope. Without that, I don't know how you would face a situation like this. And number three, and I've alluded to it already before, we live in community. We have tasted deeply from community this last week. We have the support of friends. There's no darkness so dark, no cup so bitter, no pain so intense as those experienced alone. Does anyone have I'd like to, Vera, if you don't mind, extend it to the family, if anyone has a transition song they would like to have sung. 96. Okay. Be opening your books to 96. Conrad, come forward, and maybe we'll just have a word of prayer yet before I leave. Just bow your heads. Dear God, you've spoken. We have felt your grace in new ways this past week. We just ask that we would continually throw ourselves on you. You are faithful. You've met our needs in the past. You met our needs this past week. In valleys walked through that we didn't know we could walk through. We just reach our trembling hands into your nail-scarred, firm hand, and we trust you. Go with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Go ahead. How is it? Yes.
Let the